You're listening to SBS News.
Author and polio survivor Esther Simbi was born in South Sudan, where vaccines were hard to come by.
So when I was born in South Sudan, at that time there was no vaccination, and many people, including me and others, also contracted polio.
Now in Adelaide, she is eager to vaccinate her daughters against COVID-19 and ensure the debilitating impacts of polio are prevented.
What's happening, some people are dying because of when they contract COVID, especially if they have underlying health issues. And my younger one, she was born with congenital lung disease.
In the 1950s, Australia had its own polio crisis. About 4 million Australians were infected based on reported cases, and between 20,000 and 40,000 developed paralytic polio between 1930 and 1988. The infectious disease mainly affects children under the age of 5 by attacking the motor neurons that affect a person's muscle function, often leading to muscular degeneration. Of those who are paralysed, between 5 and 10% die when their breathing muscles become immobilised. Shirley Glantz contracted the disease at just 14 months old.
They were isolated because they didn't know how far it was spread. The schools were closed. Everything that's COVID, happening with COVID, was happening then with polio.
Vaccines were crucial in Australia's efforts to eradicate polio. Polio survivor Robin Abrams is a staunch supporter of COVID jabs for children.
If I was Prime Minister for a day, God help us all if I was, one of the things would be there is no discussion about vaccination of any type, be it from measles to coronavirus. You will all be vaccinated because our health system can't afford you not to be.
The start of COVID shots for children aged 5 to 11 has been met with some resistance across Australia. But doctors such as paediatrician Asha Bowen stress the vaccines are safe and closely monitored.
From a parent perspective, I'm actually really pleased that we had both the clinical trial as well as that safety surveillance data before we rolled out our program in Australia. It gives me great confidence for my children in vaccinating them, and it also gives me great confidence as a paediatrician that this is a good program to recommend to families in Australia.
Dr. Bowen says vaccines will also play a crucial role in getting kids back into the classroom.
And I'm really, really, supportive of our kids being in school, face-to-face learning whenever they possibly can be. And so I think a vaccine program adds that extra layer of protection.
Steve Trask, SBS News.